I forwarded your information. Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Leifus? Hi, Leifus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well, yourself?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning so far, but, you know, good problem to have. Appreciate you asking. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Giselle. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Well, I called y'all back, as I already spoke with y'all, about the pricing getting set up to what all it came with. You know, you can give me a refresher, but I told her I would give you a call back within the next couple of weeks to set up for, you know,
okay,
to start the process.
Yeah, so we're a Google partner. All our calls are recorded, and then they put notes in there. So I'm just going to try to pull up the notes from the last conversation and make sure I get you the accurate quote. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, I see it here. So we spoke with you 2 months ago to the day, July 24th.
I believe I spoke with y'all like 3 weeks ago too, though.
Mm.
That might have been the first time I spoke with y'all.
Yeah, so the notes that we have in here are 7/24/24, and then the one before that was May 28th, 24. And you were quoted $249. So they offered you a discounted pricing structure for a platinum package service. So that's actually our best package. Wow. It's advertised on our website at $499 normally. So they cut it in half for you at $249. And then that package doesn't just have the first page placement on Google, but you're on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search devices. They do the Apple Safari submission for the iPhones. You're also going to get the Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack listings, and a Facebook business profile, as well as a tracking system so you can monitor your leads and track your success daily with the campaign. So I can honor that pricing structure for you, and I'm pretty sure with that, if you haven't already left HomeAdvisor, this will definitely do it.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking for a reason to get away from those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not supposed to bash them. Google tells us to, like, not bash them because they pay Google, like, $8 million a month. But they're basically doing Google advertising, and then when they get a lead, they'll sell the lead to, like, you and three or four guys. I know they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So with this, we're listing you independently. So you don't have to pay, like, lead fees or deal with your leads going to your competitors. They'll actually see, like, your Google business profile with your number on the first page. They'll be able to call you directly from there. No, like, lead fees or charges or anything like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. They mentioned the process before, you know, the full process takes about a week, correct?
Well, there's a verification form, so, like, I could send you that now. And then there's a PIN that they send you in the mail as well. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of the PIN that I need from you. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. And then once we have you verified, and obviously we got to schedule a client interview too to customize the campaign. We could do that like later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. But once we have you PIN verified and Google verified, then we can move forward with actually getting you posted in position as received calls. So yeah, there's going to be a little turnaround period there in the first month. In order just to get everything up and running for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to create the Google business profile for TradeRoute. We already have a lot of the information, but I just want to make sure there was no changes over the last couple months. So for that PIN verification letter to be sent out to you in the mail, the street address we have here is the 248 North Clayton Street. Is that still accurate?
Yeah,
in Lawrenceville?
Yes. Okay,
and you could receive mail there?
Yes.
Okay, and do you want me to hide your street address online so that way it's not being seen by the general public?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah, it looks like a residence, so I'll go ahead and hide that. But on your Google business profile, it'll still have your city, state, and zip code on there. So it'll still say Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046.
It's actually, my house is actually business and residential.
Oh, okay.
For both. But just because it's personal, that's, I'm going to leave that on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it came up for us as a potential residence when I put it in our system. So that's why they told me to offer you the option to hide it. You're also in an industry where you're going to go to them. They're usually not going to come to you. So, you know, there's
right.
really no reason yeah. to really have it up there, you know? All right. So I got it hidden. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this number that we're on now?
For right now, that will work, but I'm pretty sure in the next month or two, I'll be updating the business line.
Okay. What I'll do, though, is I'll send you my direct number and extension, and if you do want to change the business line, all you got to do is give us a heads up, and then we can get into the Google business profile and swap it for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll text it to you now. Give me one second. There you go. And then why are you switching the line? Did you want to get like a separate business line? Because Google actually does allow us to offer you a Google Voice number, which will show a different number on your listing, but it'll forward to your phone in real time. And then the caller ID system will let you know that it's coming from that tracking number, so you know it's a potential lead or job coming off the advertisement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's a free service.
Yeah, I usually have a setup. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a free service, so rather than you paying like a monthly fee for another phone line or a business line, you know, that'll save you money there. They have like a one-time charge of $20 if you want like a custom greeting. Like, thank you for calling Trade Route, you know, and then they have like a custom reading if you don't answer.
Okay, yeah, that's something I would be interested in.
Okay, I'm going to put in the notes here to have the client interview technician go over that with you. That way they could get you the actual number, and then if you want to opt into the custom reading, they'll charge you the $20 at the time you do your client interview. Okay, I'll just put it in the notes here, though.
Okay.
And then your business email we had here is leafishummus@gmail.com.
That's my personal email. The business email is different.
Okay. What's the business email address? Because I'm going to send you a receipt for the $249, and then we're going to send you an outline of the service agreement. So that way you have documented everything that we're doing for you, and then you could write the receipt off as a business expense at the end of the year.
Okay, so yeah, any of that information, I want that to be forwarded to my personal email because I have a back office that works with the business email.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't want the personal information in my email.
Yeah, so I could send it to the leafishummus@gmail, or did you want to use a different one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you want me to use the leafishummus@gmail.com?
Are you asking for the Google display or for to send me information about?
Yeah, this is just for us to send you information. We're not going to put that out anywhere.
Okay, yeah, let's just use leafishummus for now. That's fine. That'll work.
Okay. Okay. And then do you still have your own website for Trade Route?
I do, but I'm in the process of changing because we had with Spotify, mm-hmm. but we're switching to Square because of the fees and the
yeah, they have a lot of extra charges. Okay. Did you get that first text that I sent you with my contact information?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I just sent another one. These are my sites. They're custom website designs. If you'd like that, I can include it for you at no extra cost. Like, we'll take care of the hosting, get the domain. If you already have a domain, we could use the domain you already have. Like, if you already have, like, a traderoute.com or traderoutega.com, we could use that. But if you don't, we could get you a new domain, and then we could provide hosting and do all the graphic design and everything. We would just ask you to send in, like, a logo if you have it, and then any, like, before and after shots of work that you've done in the past so we could kind of build the portfolio out on that site.
Okay.
So that's just an example that I sent you. But yeah, if you want to send in, like if you have a logo or pictures, I can send you the email address right now that you'd send it over to.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second here.
Forward me that email address. Because I have, like I said, we have one through
Squarespace?
Shopify. But
oh, Shopify. Okay. Yes. Shopify is, it kind of is like a e-commerce type business, you know? Shopify is usually like if you want to sell things online and have like an online store.
Yeah, we use it for business advertisement and for people yeah. to pay through there.
Yeah. We could do that with these sites that I just sent you. You could do that through like PayPal. If you have a PayPal account, we can link it to the Google or to the .com that I sent you, and then they can put their card information in there and pay you through there.
Okay. Do y'all offer that? Is that something that comes with y'all's domain?
Well, it's something we could. No, yeah, it's something we could add to it, but you have to set up the PayPal account on your own. We don't get into your account routing information and stuff like that. You set that up with PayPal on your own. And then there's just a link that you'll have to it once it's created. We could attach to the site so that way the customers can use it. Yeah, we don't take down any kind of a account or routing information.
All right. I'll pull my stuff out. I'll run my hoses through your front door just like I did with your dryer vent. Before I get started, I'll come and check on your furnace, make sure your cookers are good to go in there. Make sure your thermostat's up properly. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Do you have any spare filters? Okay, because they're going to get dirty again if the ducts are dirty. So you're going to want to change it. Sorry about that, John. Go ahead.
No, totally fine. So yeah, I put in the request though for the website. We'll get that developed for you, and then we'll also provide you with the Google tracking number during your client interview. So your last name is just Humus, H-U-M-U-S?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Oh, T-H-O. For some reason, we had your email as Lethus Humus, like H-U-M-U-S, not Thomas. That must have been a misspelling from my, yeah, it's a very classic theme. I don't know how my,
I haven't gotten any email from you guys.
Yeah, the text messages are working though, right?
Yeah, I got those texts. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now I updated your email there. Okay, and then website, Google verification. All right, so I got your business profile set up. Just to confirm, you spell your first name L-E-A-F-U-S?
Correct, like leaf on a tree, and that's like me and you.
Okay, got it. very unique. I've never seen that one before. Well, my name's actually like that too. So John's my middle name. My first name is Jazwan. It's Jazwan. And then middle name's John and last name's Hill. Okay. Yeah, but I always go by John usually because then I say Jazwan and people are like, what is that? It just starts this whole kind of like you probably get on an everyday basis.
Yeah, I go by Lee. So.
That's cool though. I like that. Yeah. When I was young, I used to tell people, call me Jazz, you know, and then there was always like a girl in the class named Jasmine. And then, you know, I was just like, all right, I'll just go by my middle name. All right. And then what's your business hours of operation as you want them listed on Google? Leif, are you still with me? Uh-oh, what happened here? Leif, can you hear me? Oh, there you are. You're cutting out real bad. Uh-oh. That's not good. I think maybe you're in a rough signal area. We had a strong connection for a second. Now it just feels like a lot of static. Hello? Oops. I think you put me on hold, maybe. Leif, are you there? If you dropped your phone. Cutting out real bad. I don't know if that's you trying to speak with me or it's just kind of like a static, but Leif, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hello?
There you are. Yeah, we got this. It was weird. It was really staticky for a second.
You switched to, I've got multiple headsets and,
oh, is it Bluetooth?
Can't find my other, yeah, and they keep switching to my other headsets and I don't even know where they are.
It was weird, like I could hear like background noise, but it wasn't actually like, any voices. It was odd. It's a weird experience. I almost hung up. Okay. But I was asking you, yeah, no worries. What are your hours of operation as you want them listed on Google?
From 9 to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes, Sunday's closed.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card payments from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Leif. So I have your business profile created. We want to schedule a client interview with you so that way we could customize the campaign, get the domain for you, get the Google tracking number, go over all the services you provide, the service area you cover. So Usually a client interview takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Let's see. As of right now, I'm open tomorrow in the earlier half of the day.
So, okay. I have a 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, it's not super early, but I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and we'll send you a text message at 9 o'clock just as a reminder. And then if anything pops up or changes okay. Where you can't make it, you could always text me directly at that number that I've been texting you on, the 877 line.
Okay.
Or you could call in. All right, perfect. So I'm going to schedule it. I'll send you a calendar invitation right now to the leafisthomas@gmail.com. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I have a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me make sure I add the business name so you can write it off as a business expense. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
I'm sorry. Is the Google address the same as what?
No, is your billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Like the billing address for the card. Because if it doesn't match up, it will decline the payment. It's very sensitive.
Oh, on the card. That mm-hmm. card has a different address on it.
Okay. What's the billing address for the card?
That, 1836-1836 Lantern, LANTAERN, Ridge, RIDGE, Lantern Ridge Drive, Marietta, MARIETTA.
Oh, I got Marietta, Georgia. Let me just run it through the Google Maps. Just to make sure I got the right address here and the zip code, Marietta, GA, and it's 30068.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Our
number is 4741-6598. Oh, hold on. You're cutting out, Leaf. I have 4741-650.
Hello?
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Hello? Okay, yes.
So I had 474.
That number is, 6530.
6530.
06. Mm-hmm. 0698.
6683. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0527.
And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
It is $259.
One more time?
$229.
Okay. All right. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction with your business, I do have to walk you through a 60-second voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, Leaf, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Trade Route LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
The owner.
And your first and last name? Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Trade Route LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided today?
Correct.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Leaf, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. You do want to try to practice immediate response time. We're not going to beat you up if you're like missing calls from time to time from clients, but if you're missing calls from us on a regular basis, that's definitely going to hurt the success of the campaign. So try to look out for the phone calls from our company.
Now, I do want to ask you in this regard, too, because the company is Trade Route LLC, but the air duct cleaning portion of what we do is Trade Route Air Solution.
Okay.
So or does that need to be adjusted on the front end?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be doing business ads, Trade Route Air Solutions, I could definitely adjust that for you right now. I'd rather do that now than to do it later, because once we submit all this stuff for Google verification, it's a little more difficult to change your name than it would be to, like, change your number.
Okay.
You know, once we start branding everything under that name, then if you wanted to switch it later, we have to go through the whole verification process again, which as with the phone number, we could just swap the phone number out. So you want it to be under Trade Route Air Solutions LLC or just Trade Route Air Solutions?
Just Trade Route Air Solutions.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. Good that you let me know that now, because we just had it under Trade Route LLC. I like the Air Solutions in there better too, because it kind of hints at what you do. If somebody just sees Trade Route up there when they're doing a search, it might be like, is this guy even, you know, do that? So, all right, okay. So I have it adjusted, but yeah, it says, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 24th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I have included a My Site for you, which is a custom website design at no additional cost. I've also offered you a Google Voice tracking number, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 24th day. But you'll keep this discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, Leaf, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before that 24th day, so that way we could stop the automatic billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to receive some confirmation text messages here. You'll get an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll also be sent to your email. You're going to get a Google verification form. You want to fill that out to the best of your ability. If you're missing anything that Google's requesting for verification, don't panic. Just check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing the video call. You'll see that when you get into the Google verification form. It's at the bottom of the page there. And then you'll also get a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then everything that we send you will be texted and emailed unless you opt out of the one of those features as you're doing your subscription terms. I know you're probably out in the field, so you probably won't get to that later, but or until later. But if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns later on when you get into it, you could contact me directly. You have my direct number and extension, and then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same number that I'm texting you on. You just hit extension 1, and that'll be attached to every text and email that you get from our company moving forward.
Okay.
Okay, so that way you won't have any trouble getting help. And then other than that, that's actually going to conclude the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. We do have a client interview scheduled for you tomorrow at 10 a.m., so please be available for that. Like I said, I'll text you at 9 o'clock. There's an automated reminder already set up just as a heads up. And then if you're having any problems with the scheduling on that or maybe you need to reschedule, just let us know so that way we can get everything up and running as fast as possible. Nope. You still with me, Leaf? I think this thing's connecting to the other Bluetooth again. Getting that background noise. I can't hear you, Leaf.
Hello?
There we go. Got you back. Okay. Did you get that last part of that?
Oh, I heard you. Could you repeat the last part?
Yeah, I was just saying that we have a client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to send you an automated text message reminder at 9 o'clock. So if that is a problem with your scheduling, just reach out to us and let us know and then we could adjust it. But we do want to get everything up and running as soon as possible. So, try to be available for that appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, definitely. All right.
Okay. All right. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I was telling you, we have 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to reach out to us if you need help.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, we'll do.
All right, bye-bye.